I pulled into the Green Valley Community Center parking lot and scared the crap out of five senior citizens. Even though it was Halloween, inducing heart attacks in the geriatric population was not on my agenda. Unfortunately for everyone within earshot, my truck made a ghastly, high-pitched whining sound. This happened whenever it idled. The group of five jumped, obviously startled, and glared at me. Soon their glares morphed into wrinkled squints of befuddlement, their eyes moving over my appearance from my perch. It took them a few minutes, but they recognized me. Everyone in Green Valley, Tennessee knew who I was. Nevertheless, I imagined they were not expecting to see Jessica James, the 22-year-old daughter of Sheriff Jeffrey James and sister of Sheriff's Deputy Jackson James, dressed in a long white beard, sitting behind the wheel of an ancient Ford Super Duty F-350 XL. In my defense, it wasn't my monster truck. It was my mother's. I was currently between automobiles, and she'd just upgraded to a newer, bigger, more intimidating model. Something she could plaster with bumper stickers that said, "Have you kissed your sheriff today?" and "Don't drink and derive. Alcohol and calculus don't mix." And "Eat steak. The West wasn't won with salad." As the local sheriff's wife, mother to a police officer, my brother, and a math teacher, me, and the daughter of a cattle rancher, I think she felt it her duty to use the wide canvas of her truck as a mobile pro-police, pro-mathematics, and pro-beef billboard. I waited patiently for them to look their fill, giving them a small smile they wouldn't see behind my beard. Being stared at didn't bother me much. After a few more minutes of confused gawking, the gang of seniors shuffled off like a herd of turtles toward the entrance to the community center, casting cautiously confused glances over their shoulders.
Dwayne. I knew the exact moment I fell for Jessica James. I remember it clear as day. Even though I hadn't set eyes on her for years, time and distance hadn't dulled the memory. The constancy of my regard for Jessica just made her presence now in Green Valley feel transitory, like she was slipping through my fingers. I was 16. She was 14. I'd shoved her off a dock into the river behind our house. Instead of screaming or freaking out like a stupid girl, she'd grabbed my leg on her way down and pulled me under too, dragging me out to the middle. I was in my swim shorts and she was in her Sunday school dress. While we were struggling under the water, she'd pulled my shorts down and off, then escaped. Seeing as how she'd been on the swim team since elementary school, she was the better swimmer, even in a Sunday school dress. Jessica had climbed onto the bank. Her blonde hair had been wet, tangled around her face, down her back. Her white dress had clung to her body, making every young curve visible. And she'd taken off. She'd always been real pretty, but so had lots of other girls. Spitting mad, I ran after her, not caring one lick that I was naked. I'd caught her easily enough. I was the better runner, faster, and tackled her to the ground. I'd pinned her hands above her head and searched them. They were empty. "Where are my shorts?" I demanded, furious. Her body had shook beneath mine. She was laughing. She was laughing so hard she could hardly breathe. And I remember thinking, she was beautiful. Then she'd said, "I threw him in a tree." I'd watched her, again losing her breath to laughter, and I couldn't stop my smile. "You threw him in a tree?" I asked, feeling a touch of wonder at her cleverness. "Yeah," she'd said, her smile wide and crooked. "You think being mean is enough, being mean and being smart is better." That was the moment. That was when it happened.